Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'll start this show with a song. New you. That's a song that's being offered to connect with the real universes. If a person tests it for themselves for like 15 minutes before they go to sleep each night and 15 minutes when they wake up in the morning, see what life shows you. There are projects in development with the wonderful Worldwide Educators, www.wonderfulworldwideeducators.com, projects that you can become involved with, like the Total Universal Rainforest, creating it, and becoming involved with the All Solar Research Projects and the Nations United Universal University and the homeschooling. So today I'll read one of the new books by Dwayne the Great Writer that are available at lulu.com, the Adventure Is series. This is new book 3, The Real Far Country. See if it makes sense to you what's being read to you. We will stop here for a moment because I want us to go to the 11th level and meet with the strange overseer who handles that position of being isness. For those in the human body, there will be 13 designated levels. Of course, there are so many more, but you do not want to write for centuries about all that exists. So 13 is a good number. The all is can be found within the 13th level. But for now, I want the two of you to have the experience of what is taking place with the 11th level. We will use the new you and then lift ourselves to this unknown place of all being isness, said RT as he closed his eyes and we did the same. I felt this funny sensation and then found myself floating in the darkness of space. All of us were above the earth from hundreds of miles up. The little world looked so lonely all by itself as I viewed it. It is a lonely place, Dwayne. We are going to a fantastic universe where there is no false loneliness because it is filled with real life. Follow me, said Rebazar as he started to walk on the air. Paul and I watched for a moment and then followed right behind him. And as we did, the scene around us started to change. We first entered a world of light. Do you recognize the astral world? He said to us. Then the scene immediately changed again. The causal, mental, and etheric realms, RT said as we swiftly moved through them. The deep, dark border was like a blink. And then suddenly we were in the 7th level. I could see endless distances of golden castles set in the most wondrous brilliance of radiant light. Then the scene quickly changed and we were in brilliant fluidness with no boundaries. As we entered these new worlds of isness, We went through the motions of non-movement and total perception. At some point, we were in the 11th level of being isness. Then I felt an impression from Rebazar. Simply wait to see what happens. It knows we are here, he said with a silent impression. There was actually no waiting, but a great sense of nowness, freedom. I had no body or silly mind, as I was free to just be here, now. When I am in the body, it is such a struggle to even try to imagine this place. I could not really see anything but light, but I could sense RT and Paul next to me. I could also sense that there were others around who had such a great awareness that they seemed so indifferent to me. Then an impression came from somewhere in the light. I put my attention on Rebazar and sensed his awareness, and I knew that the great overseer of this level was approaching. I was in a dream world of realness that had no explanation. I began to perceive, then something forming in the distance in front of me. Alas, I could see it. It took the form of a gigantic sun that you would see in the sky. But this reality had a great feeling of aliveness to it. I had been here before, but this time was different. How could it be so? I cannot say. Then I received the impressions as it began communicating. I have brought them forward the best that I could. This is the new nowness of all that is. You have been brought here because the all is wanted it to be so. Your intensive training must continue so that the two of you can present the reality of itself to the human worlds of time and space. Vast multitudes are trapped in the worlds of darkness that have had their wills subjected to the tortures of the emotional and mental nettings of the abusive unaware. It is your fate to take on the challenge, just like the real universal guides, and free the encumbrances from those that want to live their real dreams in the imagination of the true reality. The mind gods have stolen the imagination and real abilities from the masses and put everyone to work in a frozen state of affairs for eons. There will be no freedom for all those who have taken on these marketing ploys if the two of you do not present what the all is provides. And so you are now to be purified again and then return to your earth world, said the great overseer. The great overseer began to fade back into all the surrounding light until once again all that was seen was the solidness of dazzling light. I could feel RT lead us back down into the gloom of the psychic levels and then finally back to earth. I was once again a little discouraged as I was back in my other body. So much more took place than the two of you can realize at this time, and it was all a great benefit to you. Now I will continue. Those ideals that were displayed by the saints and saviors of the past would have had to have been the presentation of the new sound wave, or there was no real meaning to what they were presenting. What has come from the original presentations has been so altered that today most people would not recognize any real understanding if they saw it, because they have been so rehearsed from the editors of doctrine up to this day. And it is that the church would not change what they have been informing people, because it would expose them to the fact that they never knew the real presentation and information. All written material is a form of truth, but never real truth. It can be good or even great information and knowledge, but only real truth is alive, the sound and light of the great reality. All life comes from the great reality and not from any human source as proposed by the invented doctrines of the world. Each person should look to their own real awareness and get their own answers, so they will learn the truth about what has been proposed to them for centuries. Those that have been connected to the real sound and light of the All Is are truly the shining ones. They are the real universal guide. It must be understood that the knowledge of being isness is not a slow product of evolution or an accumulation of learning that has been gathered during long ages of study, nor is it the sum of knowledge accumulated in libraries and to be memorized by neither students nor a record of acquired information. The knowledge of the true reality, known by the real guides, is unique. All those of the true reality, the new sound wave, gain the whole sum of metaphysics from a real perspective, and that is the real knowledge and experience that only they can perceive. Real knowledge that surpasses the book knowledge by any physical means is the true knowledge of all metaphysics and philosophies. The real guides do not need to gather information from many sources as do most people that are of the earth. They know that anything they need is within their reach through their own real experiences. Anyone can gain development of the recognition of their real awareness as it pertains to the knowledge they need to survive, provided it is the same scientific method that the real guides use. The most common concept of the great reality is that of a creator. Most people can only think of a creator as doing something. So they picture their gods as creating and managing the places they live and all they can see far out into the vast space above the earth where their gods live. People are obliged by the urge of their minds to account for the things as they find them, or at least to try. And the natural conclusion is that some power created them. It has always been a wonder if man created God or if his God created him. The historical events that have taken place through time prove that man created his God or gods, but then again, it has been the idea of men that God created them. Compared to reality, both history and logic are unreliable. The gods that have been created were from the imagination of those that have put forth the imagery of what a god should be. The religions of the world have represented their gods to be like man in character. If you are to study the real side of history and the true facts of events, you would see that there have always been those who have been busy constructing these gods within the human side. The worldly scriptures, which have been written for the sake of coercion, for the most part, imply that God created man in his own image, and then man seems to flatter himself that his God is not greatly superior to him. The world is full of gods who claim to be related to man in image and likeness, There are many gods and too much battling because of them. The real question is what each person means by the word God. Everyone has their own definition, which seems to suit them. And this can be fine because each person has the right to decide for themselves what life is to them. Of course, all ideas from humans have nothing to do with the reality, the true reality it is. Through a little bit of research, you will find that the priests of the church do not know the subject they are delivering to their followers when it comes to the highest of all realities. The religions of the world have used their saviors and saints as their gods. They have given them the characteristic will of divine qualities that are equal to their original God. For the most part, the average person cannot think of anything being above himself. So, through the course of time, people have invented their own God according to what they want him to be. Most people want a God that is always on demand, so that whatever they decide in their lives, all they have to do is petition their invented God and he should answer. And if not, that's okay too. The idea of praying to a God in the sky somewhere is simply a projection of an idea into the mental and subconscious body and having it return to the sender. This is the basic idea of what all followers of some sort of system do with those that are higher in knowledge than themselves. The real guides, who have been known to mankind at times, will have certain qualifications that others do not have. They have longevity, omnipresence, and the ability to be in any world or level of the unseen world, and have the great protection of the all is, which most cannot comprehend. All of this goes along with the great wisdom, attainment, and freedom they have. No one has ever gained real wisdom, purity, and real freedom by the process of what the produced scriptures have displayed. These material tools can be a sort of essential to the fundamental beginning and understanding of real experience, but they can never be a substitute for anything real, according to what the institutions of Earth have demonstrated. The methods employed by most of the belief systems are some sort of ancient rewritten documentation that is mere fragments from the original presentation of the deliverer. The real guides may submit written information from time to time, but they always point to the real awareness of each individual and what is taking place within themselves. They teach a person how to get their wisdom through the real connection of sound and light, which is sight and hearing. After any proposition has been approved to be true, the real guides establish no authority except that of truth itself. They know that any authority hampers real truth and interferes with any free investigation and any real progress that can be made. For those of an intellectual nature, real truth may not seem to be apparent, but to those that are simpler in their common sense of life and naturally savvy, they usually pick up the understanding of what the real guides are teaching, and rather quickly. Aestheticism is one of the most regrettable features of modern degeneration and has displayed a radical departure from the real teachings of the real guides. It has been practiced by men of nearly all countries and in religions down through history in the mistaken notion that it will aid them in perfection into the higher levels of life. Buddha practiced it in extreme forms until he almost lost his life, and when he did give up, his friends condemned him for it. The medieval Christians also practiced it, and so have vast numbers of Indian yogis, and they're still doing it today. The real universal guides have never taught asceticism, and they do not practice it today. The new presentation of the real universal guides is for all of mankind and all people in all walks of life. In order for anyone to make the first step into the real far country, they must first find a real universal guide. Of course, they are never too far away, because we are always watching those who are open for the opportunity, no matter what path or belief system they may belong to or don't belong to. For the most part, it is actually better to have followed nothing. When the seeking individual finally meets up with a real guide, it is like coming to a vast treasure of wealth that is by the road toward their journey home. The real guides will now take you under their wing and teach you about the journey to the great reality. At first, most people gain the understanding of what is not real, that of the principles and rituals of occult knowledge, which most of the earth is into, from religion to standard education to all the psychic sciences. But not until a person has made contact with the real guides will they be able to succeed to the seventh level, real universes. The real guides make the real connection to the new sound wave, which makes the U-tune immortal. At the same time, the student practices the new use sessions that are given him by the real guide. Here is the idea. You are to choose a room free of all noises and interruptions, and at fixed hours you will sit with the body comfortable. You are to keep your thoughts centered on the real you that exists at the center of your attention. The idea is to imagine yourself being with the real guide and hold the attention continuously without wavering. It is best to keep the mind as motionless as possible. Now, you are to perceive only of your new friend, who is your new guide, who will be with you as you journey into the real far country. Within yourself, you may see a light and hear a sound in your ear, or the real guide may appear to you. You may have the experience of the real guide and the reality of him being in his radiant form, a body of light that shines. He may take you by the hand and escort you in your light body. This experience is not to be confused with astral projection, which is a limited form of travel to the lesser levels of the astral realm. The real universal guides teach universal positioning, the here and now aspect of being wherever you decide. At the sublime moment you have stepped out into a higher world, all of a sudden you realize that you have acquired a vast increase in awareness as well as joy. It now appears to you that you can do almost whatever you want to. With the increased awareness, your abilities and your knowledge of understanding have expanded proportionately. Then you suddenly notice that the entire material realm appears to be an open book to you, and that all the mysteries of the physical life have vanished, and you now find yourself in possession of all knowledge of the lower worlds. From your new position and on up, each level that you gain will give you a true, complete knowledge and awareness over the worlds below you. The new you session is the way the real guide will show you how to climb the upward path into the unseen worlds. The principles which live behind true wisdom, purity, and real freedom are the most important aspects of the secret knowledge to know. All three of these represented various aspects of the new sound wave. True wisdom is the part of the sound which carries the direct knowledge of all things within it. Once you have been contacted by the real guide, you need never have any doubts of anything concerning the unseen world. True wisdom is the highest quality which you can develop within yourself while you are on earth. Once you have real wisdom that all things are possible, then you know where to find all the things of life you need, and all the desires of the lower worlds become forgotten. You no longer wish for anything that holds you, for it is foolish to do so. The human form is the highest creation on this level, and those who are in it are simply visiting until they realize their true potential. The wisdom one learns in this material existence is only a very minute portion compared to what is in the innumerable worlds of sound and light that are endless. Purity is the source of motion and the instrument to gain the true reality, the new sound wave on any level in the real far country. Real freedom is the liberation from all obstacles and the opportunity to live a full life in the real universes of sound and light. Wisdom also goes with a good mind, purity, and perfection. Real attainment goes with the supreme will, which becomes so in all worlds with creativity. Real freedom always goes with immortality, with a single-minded devotion to the all is. The great reality in this new nowness gives the new wisdom when you have the real connected to the river of life, the new sound wave. It also gives you creativity and the ability of sustaining all things in life. At the same time, it is a love of motion, sustaining all things in life. At the same time, it is a love of motion, which is a real freedom from hindering dogma and ritual. What I am sharing with you is that all these qualities of the great reality are latent within yourself and are actually so great that there are no words to truly define them. The realness, which I have presented for you to follow, leaving the body at will and entering the real far country, is the exalted ideal beyond any system that exists on the earth. It does lay stress upon the unfoldment of wisdom, purity, and real freedom. This shows the true view of the real guides, and once this is revealed, none want to turn back. The man of wisdom, purity, and real freedom is hardly a tender man, but he may be a gentle one. This gentleness actually gives strength, but those in the human body will hardly believe this. They would rather consider that it is a weakness, a feminine virtue, and not fit for earthly strength. Once a person enters into the new sound wave and is submerged into its life-giving reality, they become aware of the false representation of human attitude. When you are truly submerged into the new sound wave and become a part of it, you find yourself at one with all the universes. You become the supreme one in the infinite, limitless, and whole of all existence. You stand in the center of the real far country, and you are now one with all things and a true being with the great reality, the all is. The duty of the real guides consists of connecting all who are ready to the new sound wave and taking them out of this world to their own place in the unseen worlds which they have earned. They alone have the real keys to the unlimited universes beyond the heavens of man. Their mission is to guide those wandering individuals to the real universes of sound and light and help them enter into it. This is actually part of their secret worlds. None may follow them into the secret chambers and see all the features of the great work they are doing. There is not a living being in the entire worlds of worlds who does not receive the great benefits from the real universal guides. The U-Tune has become so by an infinite oneness and must derive its wonderful qualities from that infinite oneness through its own creativeness. It has created all the gods and devils known to history, yet in spite of this, the supreme reality, the all is, stands far out above all this ignorance and exposure. As a man, one can be the sum of all goodness and sooner or later becomes aware of where he got his evil propensities. These ideas have been painfully manifested and they must be explained. One should assume that they came from the infinite reality, but this is not so, even though the all is has decided everything. This has always been man's idea of his gods, as the great reality is far different because it is always pure. And so the question arises, where would man have gotten his evil tendencies from? If the supreme reality is all the perfectness there is, the answer is simple, from his own creative nature and the invented gods, plus the authority figures he has voted for and proclaimed to be his masters, can simply be explained by pointing out that all that which is negative or evil, darkness and without light, ignorance and misunderstanding exists only in the lower worlds and levels. This is why it is so important to know about the different levels and the worlds that exist above the first level. The systems of the world have pointed to a heaven above and then earth below, and then a purgatory below that. The followers of these limited systems have come to believe that the information that is held by these institutions is the ultimate truth, which is actually a fallacy. Everyone should know how they were subjected to the negative side of things in the first place. One such way is because of the creation of the Mother Goddess, the feminine principle, the destroying principle of all things. Not in the same sense that man usually believes, because destruction is necessary on the earth. The Kali gods must exist or man would be overpopulated and nature would never be in balance. This explains the opposites in the lower worlds. They must exist because of what exists here. So, once a person realizes this, they can stop fighting with nature and simply learn to rise above it and learn about the other levels of life. The all is, this unbelievable, all-embracing, and all-sustaining essence. No real name can be applied other than what we know as the true reality, the new sound wave, the voice of the great is. This is a universal agreement among all the universal beings that this supreme reality is seeking to find those who are willing to be with it and become one with, and so by doing, one finds the greatest wisdom, the most wonderful attainment, and boundless freedom. This is the highest ideal of our very being that has ever been conceived or formulated with the real universal guides. Now that you have the secret of all secrets, you can go forth in your life and practice what has been presented here and discover your real being. The real universal guides are always present. So simply use the real sound, the new you. This was to be the final meeting for a while, as Paul and I went over so much of what Rebazar had taught us. We stayed for several days and nights, and even Ursha was with us. All four of us shared many. Page turned of our own insights and experiences with what had taken place. I am very grateful to Ursha, who assisted me in remembering so much of what had taken place in my youth. She is someone most people will never know or even accept that she exists, just like Rebazar Tars and the real guides. I am so very fortunate to know what is real now with the all is. A date with Ursha Lu. You have done it again, Dwayne. You finally finished editing this book. I am so proud of you, said Ursha. I am proud of myself, miss. It really did seem like an endless task, but now it is done. And you and I can leave the planet for good, right? I asked. Not just yet, Sonny. You have a lot more to do. Besides, you are taking Rebazar's place. Remember, he has had a body on Earth for a long time and he wants to go on. He has established the Rod of Power, the new wave with you. So we have a lot of area to cover still, she said as she laughed. I just wanted to see if you were paying attention, miss. You know me, I like to pull your fin once in a while, I said as we giggled. This is just the new beginning. We have a lot more adventures to write about. I haven't shown you yet all the historical documentation I have in the Universal Files. Your new book 3 is just barely scratching the surface. Let me know when you are ready to lay out the next 30 new books, because life is on and it wants to be known, she said as she hugged me. 165. Oh boy, are there really that many more to come? I asked, and not really wanting to know right now. Aha, life has many surprises in store for us. Besides, you are the great writer. The new wave is the new nowness. It is now 2011, and I have once again updated. The Adventure Is series. Because of the various time frames used in this book, I know that it will be hard for some to keep up with what is being presented here. This is a huge journey, more so than any known profession on the earth. It has taken Paul and I lifetimes to finally be here and now. All of the real guides also went through their own process to establish themselves with the all is. It takes great courage, defined intent, and a strong will to finally break through and beyond the psychic net of the lower realms and worlds. What is being presented here is a lifestyle all its own, and that is why, even with what Paul provided, there are thousands who are still lost from the real guides, because they would rather look to an outer personality for their emotional security. For one to stand with their own real imagine and dream life, they must risk everything they have ever known, and so, who will do this? This is why the awesomeness of reality is only for those few who dare to do what even their own mind and feelings denies to be sane and real. The new wave, the rod of power, is more so than it has ever been. Those who test this with the new use sessions will be shown what is real now. The old formulas, such as masters and initiations, is now gone from what is used to be so recognized as. This is the new nowness, and the new man is the new wave and is setting the pace into the real universes for those who are still struggling to have the real connection from this level. Paul referred to such ideas as his hue word and the blue star as an example. All of this has been replaced with what can be experienced as the new wave is. It appears like an endless spiraling wave, like staircase, of a turquoise color, which makes its way up into the sky with wide steps that keeps going far into the all is. This is reality now. Tradition and old ceremonies are for those who want to grow old once again during this lifetime. The new presentation is for those who want to regain their real youth and once again explore all the unknown possibilities of the true reality. When anyone is first attempting the new you sessions, they will begin to have real experiences with the real guides in their dream visions. A new multitude of avenues and possibilities will open up for one and as they continue with the new you sessions. There are so many different paths and teachings today, and most of them fall into the same category with the matrix files and worlds. What this means is they are usually limited to the astral realm, such as astral projection, remote viewing, quantum jumping, all the psychic sciences, and most spiritual paths with their masters. This is not a criticism, but a fact that anyone can test for themselves. All of us already know that a jet plane is faster than a tricycle because we have in some way evidenced the fact and had the experience. As one practices the new you sessions, they will be shown from the real side, what has real value, opposed to what is merely creating another room somewhere in the psychic matrix. Real experience leads one to real freedom. And this reality becomes more so than just obtaining some interesting information from a limited source. Everything in life is available for the taking, but not everything will allow a person a real position in reality. What the real guides offer is extremely exceptional and not commonly found amongst those who profess some sort of sound good business plan only. It cannot be for me to convince anyone, as this can only be for those who dare to risk. 166. From what this world has produced, it would seem there are many different types of heroes, and this can be so to those who know nothing about the true reality and all it entails. But the real heroes of life are the real universal guides, because only they can provide real freedom. It can be fun to watch movies, along with baseball and football games as an example, but these people are not real heroes. They are highly paid actors, which entail the earth only. Then there are those who are doing things for the environment, and also help others on this world, but do these people lead others to real freedom or help to show them their true potential? Each one of us truly needs a real education to become more aware, and Reva's Artars and the real guides do provide this. Humans are the only breed that hide from real truth, whereas the rest of nature meets it head on. Humans love their prefab world of make-believe according to how they see things from their personal view, which is usually controlled by their emotions and eventually turns on them in some sort of distorted drama. It is no coincidence at all why this world and the social structures are the way they are, as it is all from the misguidance of people's personal minds. Of course, there are always different forms of accomplishments being created, but where do they really lead? Usually more piles of stuff, along with maintenance and then personal drama, and again, no real freedom. Mankind prays to his gods for the knowledge and strength to do what he thinks is right, according to his limited view here, and at the same time usually whines about the outcome of his bad choices. The public is constantly being misused by the advertising media such as TV and the internet, where things are shown to be, for the most part, what they are not, but many times become the distortions that are being invented. A huge undermining of turbulence is being decided, but very few see it. And so those who play on others, such as the modern prophets and what they foresee, like those who predicted something strange when the clock hit midnight on the year 2000, the next big thing is that of the Mayan calendar, with the year 2012, I am not sure what will happen, as I am not that interested, because it has nothing to do with real freedom now. So I recommend that people learn about real guidance now and their dream visions, because each person here has a great opportunity like never before to excel from this planet into the real universes with the real guides. Knowing the real heroes of life is much better than worshiping the decided space gods and praying to those who walked the earth years ago and made some interesting speeches that have not shown up since. And if they did show up, who is it that would recognize them? This is all human silliness for those who lack real experience and real guidance. The real heroes of life know their place, as they know they cannot save a person from themselves, so they let each person decide their own fate. What I am presenting is real and not a belief in something that sounds good or a master who says pretty words to his paying followers. This world has been already decided by all those involved, and it is theirs to have for a long time to come. The real guides always offer a protection like no other. When a person is dreaming at night, they are subject to a lot of influences, and the real guides are with their students wherever they are. The belief systems and many so-called spiritual paths actually put all kinds of restrictive tap lines in their followers, so they are subconsciously held. Most people are not aware of the finer bodies they have inside the human body, so they are subject to all kinds of effects from other worlds. This is why most people do not fully understand certain feelings that are taking place in their life. Life does make sense. This is real. Thank yourself for reading this. Have fun. The new wave is the True Completeness Course. For those who have the real courage to explore and step forward, I have designed the True Completeness Course as the next step past just reading about my new adventures. For those who do sign up, the Real Universal Guides will take you further into the real secrets of the true reality, the All Is. Very few will be able to handle what most of this world will never know: the endlessness of the true reality, the All Is, will only be exposed to those who are real risk takers. Real guidance is the key to the secret universes where no amount of mental concepts can even conceive what takes place there. Here is the life and adventure you have longed to have and live, and it is available now, but you must decide to do what others will not. All of us have already been through the dark ages of mankind, the spiritual fallacies of the belief systems, and so it is time for something real. Real life is so much more than philosophies and pretty words. It is an adventure like no other, but you must grasp it while there is this opportunity of recognizing the real guides here and now. www.DwayneTheGreatWriter.info DwayneTheGreatWriter@inbox.com Have fun. Dwayne and Ava is here for you. Dwayne the Great Writer is here to assist the earthly humans into becoming more aware. Of course, this is a really big job and very few will attempt it or even know how to do it. For those who read the Adventure Is series, they will come to a greater understanding of themselves and this world of what only appears to be something real. Here is the greatest opportunity ever to meet Reba Zartars and the real guides of the true reality, the All Is. The new wave is real truth and real freedom here and now. Have fun deciding. www.DwayneTheGreatWriter.info The Adventure Is series. New book one, From Then to Now. New book two, A Journey to Real Freedom. New book three, The Real Far Country. New book four, The Adventures of Reba Zartars. New book five, The New Wave Is the Real Rod of Purity. New book six, Your Dream Visions. New book seven, Reba Zartars and the Golden Guides. New book eight, Blue Sky Island. www.DwayneTheGreatWriter.info DwayneTheGreatWriter@inbox.com See us on YouTube, Dwayne the Great Writer, All Solar Research Vessel. That was some of New Book 3, The Real Far Country by Dwayne the Great Writer. So, you decide if that made sense, what you heard me read. And the new books are available. And we can test these new you sessions and see what life shows us. I'll end this show with the new song. New you, you, you. See ya.